إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhni Allahi ta'ala, this is our fifth session from the Risala Al-Hath ala Ijtima Kalimat al-Muslimin wa Dham al-Tafarruq wal-Ikhtilaf, that is encouragement to unite or to join together the word of the Muslims, yani the unity of the Muslims, and yani dispraise or disparagement of yani splitting, tafarruq, and differing, ikhtilaf, by the Shaykh Al-Allama Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir ibn Abdullah Al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala. Our topic tonight indeed yani is an important follow-up to what we discussed last week in terms of the harms and the evils of differing and being divided, and the benefits and the rewards of the Muslims uniting and being in agreement and harmony with one another, working and cooperating together for the sake of Allah, yani in accordance with the deen of Allah, yani in adherence to, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yani holding fast to the, yani وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, holding fast to the rope of Allah, that is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran and Sunnah, as it was understood by the Salaf of this Ummah. Our topic in follow-up to that is, yani if we understand what are the terrible and yani evils and harms of differing and splitting, and we know the great benefits of uniting and working together and cooperating, then so what now, yani, what do we do after knowing this? This is our topic tonight, and the Shaykh yani explains in some detail yani a number of points, four or five important points. Some of it he goes into a little greater details than others. We hope that, inshallah, that we'll benefit yani this week as we, inshallah, benefited last week in terms of that which we can do. Yani, what are we supposed to do? Yani, what is the action that's required after the knowledge? As we always remind one another, يعني العلم قبل القول والعمل. Naam, knowledge precedes speech and action, and also we understand from that that after knowledge must come some speech and action. So what is required upon us after knowing this? Before that, let's look quickly at some of the matters that we dealt with last week from the questionnaire study guide number 4. The first question being, discuss the basis, yani the reason or the cause for everything that Allah has prohibited, and what is it that necessitates these prohibitions? Naam, Abu Jamil. Ahsant, mashallah. Barakallahu fikum. Naam. The brother, mashallah, he gave us the answer from the Shaykh verbatim. Yani that no person who has a mind, an intellect, there's no doubt that any person who has an intellect, and he wouldn't, that person should, would never doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not prohibited us from anything that He has prohibited us from, except that it is due to what it contains of evil or harm that is necessitated. Yani the prohibition of that thing is necessitated by Allah's wisdom and by His rahmah. Yani due to Allah's wisdom and His rahmah, it is a necessity that He prohibit these things due to for the harm and the evil that they contain. Now, so this is yani important for us to understand that when Allah has prohibited something, yani there's a wisdom behind it. It is not only based on Allah's wisdom, His perfect wisdom, but His mercy upon the creation that He has prohibited, everything that He has prohibited. Question number two, mention the first and foremost of the harms and detriments of quarreling, mutual hatred and differing. Yani, naam, Shuaib. Alhamdulillah. If I forget next week, help me again, that's all.
Neglecting this magnificent foundation and disobedience to Allah and His Messenger.
Yani, the first and foremost harm and evil is the neglect that, yani, the neglect of this tremendous, magnificent principle. The principle of what? يعني اعتصام بحبل الله جميعا, all together holding fast to the rope of Allah. Neglecting this and disobedience to Allah and His Messenger. يعني neglecting this is disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Question number three, list the first three consequences mentioned by the author which are necessitated by this neglect of this principle and this disobedience to Allah and His Messenger. Now, Siddiq.
One, punishment of Allah to deprivation of
reward. One, the punishment from Allah. Now,
to deprivation of reward.
Deprivation of reward, being denied Allah's reward.
Deficiency of iman.
And deficiency of iman. Yani, a person's iman being decreased, on being declined due to, yani, neglecting this principle, this command of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Now. And can somebody mention any other ones that he mentioned? Those are the first three that he mentioned. Naam. And those are critical, critical, critical matters. Naam.
And regret.
Regret. Naam. Regret. Al-hasra. And also?
The attainment of stress and loss.
The attainment? Okay. Khusran. Khusran. Loss. Naam. Yani that this will be a cause of loss. Yani there will be a great loss. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, wal-asr, innal insana. This is a khusr, this is khusran, it's a tremendous loss, naam, that the person suffers as a result of this. Naam. Question number four, a further consequence of differing and disputing is the muwalat and the mu'adat, which causes the Muslims to become firaq. Yani, a further consequence of this differing and disputing is the allegiance and the enmity which causes the Muslims to become firaq. Naam, Ahmed, explain. What is the meaning of this?
After the displaying of the Muslims, every group they want to support, speak whatever they're going to, whether it be with haq or bawah.
Naam, due to the differing and disputing, then the people are divided up into firaq, into sects, in which every sect wants to support its position, its view, its stance. Yani, with what? Whatever. With truth or falsehood. And this is a tremendous, yani, evil that comes from the differing and disputing, that the people want to support their position no matter what they support it with truth or falsehood. Mention. Question number five, mention two affairs which are abandoned as a result of the gradual sowing of the seeds of mutual alienation and boycotting one another. Naam, Abu Bakr. Okay, abandoning the truth, that's with the opponent, the adversary. Naam. And hating the person who came with that truth. Ah, and that some of them, they will not advise one another. Naam.
They will not learn
from one another. As a result of this, yani this disputing and differing and splitting, the hatred that comes as a result of this caused them what? Not to learn from one another and not to advise one another. And this leads to also many other great harms and evils. Yani just look at us today, how some people could benefit from another person, but they're from a different group, from a different hizb, from a different firqah, from a different jama'ah, from a different masjid, from a different tribe or nation. Allahu musta'an. So we don't learn from one another. And we don't advise one another. And oh, how much we are in dire need of taking advice from one another. Question number 6. Summarize 4 or 5 of the great benefits mentioned by the author that result from Muslim unity and mutual affection and love for one another. Yani some of the benefits that the Shaykh has mentioned. Naam. Naam, Musa.
A lot of good will come as a result, naam, of the Muslims uniting and having love for one another.
It will bring about a lot of good. All the khairat, naam.
And barakah
would descend, naam. Somebody else.
Honor and strength in the earth.
Honor and strength in the earth. Izzah, tamkeen in the earth, naam. Huh? Ziyadah fil iman wal islam. Yani increase. It will be a means of increase. How is it a means of increase in iman? How is that? Now.
Cooperation on birr
taqwa. Okay, also he mentioned cooperation on birr taqwa, but the increase in iman is due to what? Because of obedience. Because acts of obedience. Because, yani naam, we'll come to the next question inshallah, naam. And because of obedience, this is, yani every act of obedience is a means of increase in iman. Naam. And also the Shaykh mentioned from the benefits is that first one that he mentioned. So I know the first one, Abu Sa'id. All the harms that were mentioned and that were not mentioned would be eliminated by the Muslims coming together and working together and uniting with one another, loving one another. All those harms would be eliminated. Naam. Musa, you had something else? That evil deeds will be exchanged for good deeds. Where is this mentioned at? In Surah 2? Huh? Furqan, in Surah Al-Furqan, near the end of the surah. Near the end of the Surah Al-Furqan. Beautiful ayat. Tafsir is tremendous, tremendous of this ayat. Naam. Tayyib, discuss the definition of iman according to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah as mentioned here by the author. Naam, Tayyib. Nobody else back there? Everybody here is already. Naam. Okay, Fadl. Oh, Abdullah. Abdullah hasn't. We haven't heard Abdullah. Naam. This is how the Shaykh gave it in summary. That iman according to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is what? Qawlun wa amalun. Speech and action. He gave that in summary. And that it what? Increases by obedience and decreases by disobedience. And this is the relation between the previous question, how, or the answer that the brother gave, how is it that iman increases? Yani as a result of this, right? Because this is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And iman increases by obedience and decreases by disobedience. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah also went on to say in Aqeedah wasatiyah, yani that it is qawl and amal, and the qawl is of two types and the amal is of two yani divisions, and the amal is of two divisions, yani the speech of the, anybody?
The heart,
and the speech of the tongue, and the action of the heart and the action of the limbs. Naam. And Shaykh Salih Fawzan, your brother, gave in the footnote a little more detailed explanation that he gave concerning this for the sake of time. And please go back and review it. It's a very important topic. Very, very important topic. Now, definition of iman. Question number 8. Memorize ayah 4:114. Yani from Surah An-Nisa, 114th ayah, and discuss what it is that the author is using it as a delil or evidence for. Yani this ayah. What it, first of all, remember the ayah. Give us the ayah. Ahmed. Naam. That the meaning of this is what? That there is no khair, there is no good in these gatherings where the people are having their meetings and discussions, secretly or privately. There's no benefit in this. Except what? Those who enjoin or command with sadaqah, charity, or general goods of all type, ma'ruf, according to the sharia, naam, and islah bain al-nas, islahin bain al-nas, yani making reconciliation, making peace between the people. And here, this last point here in this ayah is critical to our discussion, because what the great importance of reconciling, making peace between the Muslims, between disputing parties, and he's trying to reconcile between the people. This is very, very important. And this is from amongst the great deeds. The Shaykh used this ayah,
Yani, as a dalil for what? Huh? Okay, for islah bayn al-nas, but also to show that it is by the people coming together, a ta'awun, that yani, sadaqah is commanded with, and ma'aruf is commanded with, and islah bayn al-nas. It is by the people working together, ta'awun. And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about a ta'awun ala al-birri wa taqwa. The Muslims coming together, working together, reconciling yani, their differences, and yani, eliminating hatred and boycotting and developing love for one another. Question number 9, which act did the Prophet ﷺ describe as being more excellent than yani, voluntary siyam and qiyam and sadaqah? And some of the scholars even said obligatory yani, siyam and qiyam and sadaqah. Mustafa al yani, al-kabir. Now, making peace between two parties. Yani, he described it, the Prophet ﷺ said, it is afdal. Yani, darajatan min siyam wa qiyam wa sadaqah. Yani, this is better, more preferable, more excellent, superior to charity and standing in the night or prayer in general and giving, yani, and siyam. Yani, making reconciliation between the people. And the Prophet ﷺ said, in the hadith concerning this, he said what? Yani why? He said it is better than these things, and he also connected to that another point, and that is فَإِنَّ فَسَاد, because making corruption and evil and harm and yani dissension between the people, this is the حَالِقَة, yani the thing that shaves. And he said in another narration of the hadith, it's reported that he said what? Not the thing that shaves the hair yani from the head, but rather it is shaver of the deen, yani that which, yani halaqa, yani ahlaka, it destroys the deen at its root. Naam. Dissension, confusion, differing, disputing, separating. Naam. Number 10, memorize the hadith, wallahi you will not enter Jannah until you believe, reported by Imam Muslim and others. Naam. Not over here. Over here, Tayyib, Sadiq. Huh? Love one another, naam. You will not enter Jannah until you, he said in the beginning, until you believe, and you will not believe until you love one another, naam. And then he said, what? Shall I guide you, direct you to something which, if you do it,
it will make you love each other.
It will make you love one another. And they said, yes. O Messenger of Allah, he said it is spread salams amongst yourselves. Now, anybody memorize this hadith? Now, fadl. Anybody else memorize it? Abu Bakr?
حدثنا أبو بكر بن أبي شيبة. قال حدثنا أبو معاوية ووكيع من أعمش بن صالح عن أبي هريرة قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم.
Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallah fiqh. And this hadith has been narrated in a few different wordings, and in some of the different narrations, wording slightly different, but the meaning is the same. That is, that the entry into Jannah is dependent upon the presence of Iman. And the presence of Iman is dependent upon loving, the Muslims loving one another. And the Prophet ﷺ said, shall I not direct you to that which will be the cure, which will be the yani the solution to the problem of ikhtilaf and bughd and yani boycotting and separating from one another? And he said that it is spreading of salams due to what spreading of salams contains of any gentle speech that reaches the heart and brings people together, unites them and joins them to one another. Yani talif al-qulub. Okay, tonight inshallah we're going to the Shaykh gives yani, it's quite lengthy, this particular chapter, so I'm going to do the best I can yani, to go through it with at least commentary as possible. Allahu musta'an.
And the Shaykh mentions four or five really important points here, and some of them, yani, are clear, and some of them may not be as clear. We want to try to focus on those points and make sure we understand what they are. The first point that the Shaykh mentions, yani, is what is obligatory upon the people once we know the harms of differing and splitting and the benefits of uniting. This is the first point, and this is the most important point. This is where he opens this fossil with. إِذَا عُلِمَ هَذَا. Yani, if we know this, which has been mentioned in the previous two chapters, فَالْوَاجِبْ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ عُمُومًا وَعَلَى أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ خُصُوصًا. So what is obligatory upon the Muslims in general? Everyone. Yani everyone. And upon the people of knowledge more specifically. But it's not exclusive to the people of knowledge. Rather, on all the Muslims. What is obligatory upon them, he said? أَنْ يَسْعَوْا فِي هَذَا الْعَمْرَ. That we strive, yani, towards the, yani, implementation of this particular affair, that is the affair of uniting the Muslims and bringing about love and unison and harmony between them. Yes, aw fi hadha al-amr. Yani, this doesn't mean that you take a part-time passive role in the matter. Means yes, aw means that a person strives in the matter, makes a tremendous effort. Wa yatahammalu min ajlihi al-mashaq, and that the person be prepared to bear patiently hardship. Huh? For this particular, for the purpose of what? Establishing this unity of the Muslim. Be prepared to suffer some hardship, al-mashaq. وَيَبْذُلُوا جُهْدَهُ وَطَاقَتَهُ فِي حُصُولِ التَّوَادُّدْ وَعَدَمِ التَّقَاطِي وَالتَّحَاجُرِ. And that the person expend their effort and their power and their ability in the achievement of mutual love between the Muslims. And eliminating taqatur, yani the Muslims cutting off relations with one another, and tahajur, and boycotting one another. Yani that what? That the person extend their self and expend their efforts and their ability to bring about this love between the Muslims. This is what is obligatory on all the Muslims and the people of knowledge more specifically. That we exert ourselves in this matter and make the effort to eliminate the cutting of relations and boycotting of one another. And then the Shaykh says, وَيُرَضِّبُ غَيْرَهُمْ فِيهِ. And also that they encourage others, yani other people besides yourself, encourage them also in this affair to do this. Don't just work on it yourself, but also call others to it and encourage others to participate in this effort for the unity of the Muslims based upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh says, امْتِثَالًا لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ. And this, all of this is what? In compliance with the command of Allah. Why are we doing all this? In compliance with the command of Allah and striving for that which mahbubihi, yani that which is loved to Allah. Yani unity of the Muslims and harmony of the Muslims is something that is loved by Allah. وَطَالِبًا الزُّلْفَ لَدَيْهِ. And seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why, yani, we are striving and making this effort. And this is why we are exerting ourselves. And this is why we are encouraging others, yani, in compliance with the command of Allah and seeking that which Allah loves and nearness to Him. So the person prepares their self, yani, to receive from the people al-adhiya, al-qawliya, wal-fi'liya, yani, the harms of their speech and the harms of their actions. Yani, be prepared for this. Prepare yourself for this, for some harm coming to you from the people who don't want to see this happen. مَعَنَّهَا سَتَنْقَلِبُ. تَنْقَلِبُ. Yani, the word spelled wrong here. Yani, the word is twisted a little bit. It should be تَنْقَلِبُ. Inshallah, رَاحَةً وَمُوَاسِلَةً دِينِيَةً. And this is, yani, knowing or what, yani, in consideration of the fact that the matter will turn over. Yani, will turn over from this splitting and differing and fighting and, yani, hatred of one another, that by making this effort, the matter will be turned over. It will be turned around, inshallah, to raha. Yani, after difficulty, there will be ease, rest and comfort. And after a taqatur, yani, cutting up and dividing and boycotting one another, there will be muasalatan diniya. Yani, meaning the people will be reconnected to one another based upon, yani, our deen. Based upon our deen. The second point the Shaykh makes is, yani, how, what is necessary, one of the things that's necessary in order to reunite the Muslims and bring the Muslims together and eliminate the enmity and hatred that is between us, One of the things that's necessary is that people, somebody, is going to have some patience and tolerance and go to the higher level. As Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, we just recently read in Al-Wasiyah al-Sughra, where he said that the khuluq al-hasan with the people is that when they deny you good, you give them good. And when they wrong you, you pardon them. And when they cut off relations with you, you keep relations with them. And you give salams to them. And you make dua for them. We just got finished reading this. Yani, this is what is necessary in order to yani solidify the ranks of the Muslims and bring the people back together. That somebody did wrong to you, said something evil to you, we got to get past that. We can't get stuck on that. Otherwise, we'll never come together. Because everybody will keep reminding what he said and what he did. And he did this and he said that. And then we'll never be able to come together. But rather, a person has to open their heart and accept that what is more pleasing to Allah, yani, is not just returning harm with harm. Yani, the justice of giving back to a person the result, the consequence of their evil, but rather what is better than that is pardoning and forgiving. Pardoning and forgiving. So the Shaykh, he says, وَيُقَابِلُ الْمَسِيحِ, yani, that we meet the person who has done evil to us with afu, with pardoning and overlooking and yani salamat al-nafs, that we don't keep within ourselves, we don't hold on to those ill feelings from what has been said and what has been done, and we do not treat them the way that they have treated us. Rather, if they have treated, yani if that person, that evil person has treated them with bughd, yani has had hatred towards them, then they return to him al-mahabba, love. And if he did harm to them, then they return that harm, they return not with equal harm, but rather with what? Ihsan, with goodness. And this reminds us of the ayat in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ اِدْفَى بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنُهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Yani, whoever goes back and reads the tafsir of this ayat, subhanAllah, tremendous, tremendous indeed. Naam, that good and evil are not equal. Good and evil are not equal. So repulse, yani, evil with that which is better than it, with good and that which is better than it. And this is what the Shaykh is talking about here, that if they do harm to you, then return good. And if they boycott you and abandon giving salams to you, then you extend salams to them. Wal-bashasha, and you smile to them. Wal-leen al-kalam, and you speak to them with gentle speech, and you make dua for them in their absence. Not in front of them to make them think that you, yani, are good. Rather in their absence, the sincere dua for those people who have, yani, mistreated you. And this is a heavy order, right? Yani, it's easy for whoever Allah makes it easy for. Naam. But as for ourselves, we are not able. But with the help of Allah, we are able. If a person opens their heart and sincerely asks Allah to open their heart to that which is pleasing to him, then, yani, it's easy for whoever Allah makes it easy for. Naam, and the Shaykh says that don't obey your lower selves that command you to do evil by treating them with the like of what they treated you with. For this is not the condition or the way of the prophets and their followers, alayhim salam. Rather, their condition was al-afu, pardoning, al-safhu, yani overlooking the yani deeds of the ahlul jara'im, yani the criminals, the people who commit crimes, yani pardoning and forgiving and overlooking. And this is as it has been mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about a prophet whose people struck him until they caused him to bleed, blood to flow, and then he wiping the blood from his face, he said, Allahumma ighfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Yani, a prophet of Allah alayhi salam, he said, yani, while his people had beat him and caused blood to flow, he said, while wiping the blood from his face, oh, yani, oh Allah, forgive my people, for they do not know. Yani, this is yani hadith reported by Al-Bukhari from our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, making us to know and understand that there is a higher level of behavior than what we, yani, have been raised upon. Naam. And that higher level of behavior, yani, is requires sabr and tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh says, هَذَا وَاللَّهِ الْفَقْرُ الْكَامِلُ. الْفَقْرُ الْكَامِلُ. Yani, this is the complete and perfect, yani, فَقْرُ.
And I want to say, yani, I want to translate fakhr a little bit different, yani, because I will say that this means the meaning here, and Allah knows best what the Shaykh intends. He said, by Allah, yani, this is the highest form of behavior that a person, yani, could be thankful to Allah for, if they could reach this level, that they could be pleased, yani, with Allah for allowing them to attain this great level of fakhr al-kamil. Yani, something that a person is pleased with and happy about and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they have been able to achieve such a high level. Yani, that which will, yani, bring for that person who has this kind of behavior, pardoning and forgiving and overlooking, it will bring to that person a thana al-jameel, a beautiful praise in this world. And in the akhirah, al-thawab al-jazeel, a tremendous, yani, amount of reward in the next life. And this reminds us, yani, of the tafsir of the ayat, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ, yani, ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ, yani, the praise in this world and the great reward in the next life. Yani, no people will be able to do this. Yani, this, yani, pardoning and forgiving and overlooking and being good, treating good the people who treat you, yani, badly. Nobody will be able to do this except those who have patience. And no one will be able to do this except those who will have achieved, yani, حظن, a great portion, that is, of the praise in this world and the reward of Allah in the next. And then here the Shaykh, he says, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th Surah, 2nd Ayat, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ أَنْ صَدُّوكُمْ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ أَنْ تَعْتَدُوا. And here, after mentioning this, yani, whole chapter about how we, I mean, subject about how we should respond to those who treat us badly and who do, yani, wrong to us, how we should respond to this, yani, pardoning and forgiving and overlooking and getting past that, then the Shaykh, he mentions this ayat here to remind us that people who have wronged you, that doesn't justify you transgressing the bounds with them. لَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ. Don't let hatred of a people who have wronged you, who here in this ayat, Allah is talking about what? They prevented the Muslims from, yani, the sacred masjid. Don't let their behavior like that cause you now to transgress the bounds, to be, yani, to be unjust. Don't let it cause you to be unjust. Don't let the hatred of a people who have done some wrong to you, in this specific case, preventing the Muslims from the sacred masjid, don't let it cause you to transgress the bounds against them and do wrong and injustice. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Shaykh follows this ayah with that which makes us to know, not only is it wrong to transgress the bounds against those who have wronged you, but rather what is expected of us is not even to give them back the equal of what they have given us. Rather, what is expected of us is to pardon and to forgive. And the Shaykh, he says here, after mentioning this ayah, he says, yani, وَيَحُثُّ. After mentioning this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani, encourages that we meet the evil doer with afu, with pardoning, not transgressing the limits against them, rather meet the wrongdoer with pardoning their wrong. And this is mentioned in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Nahl, 16th Surah, 126 ayah, وَلَئِن صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. And to understand this completely, yani, if you are patient, then this is better for those who are patient. Meaning, being patient is better for you. Yani, being patient is better for you. Meaning, pardoning instead of, yani, justice, giving them back equal for what they have done. And this is mentioned in reference to the kuffar. And in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ayah is reference. The context of it is in reference to the kuffar, the Muslims are at war with. And Allah is saying in the ayat, وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ. Yani, if you punish them for the wrong that they have done to you, punish them with the equal of what they have done. And don't transgress the limits. If you do that, that's justice. But what's better than that is that you pardon. Yani, but if you are patient, meaning you pardon them, then this is better for those who are patient. Yani, those who pardon. And after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the Shaykh doesn't mention the rest of it, but he said, وَاصْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And Allah here now, he not only says patience and pardoning is better, but he commands us, wasbir, be patient, pardon. وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And you will not be able to be patient except by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
until the end of the ayat here, where Allah mentions those who observe taqwa and those who observe ihsan. Yani patience and taqwa and ihsan are mentioned in these ayats, very, very important here. After this, the Shaykh mentioned other ayats to support the same idea. He mentions, for example, from Surah Al-Baqarah, second Surah, 237th ayat, وَأَن تَعَفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. And to pardon is nearer to taqwa. To pardon is nearer to taqwa. And we discussed previously, yani the Ahl Taqwa, the Muttaqeen, yani the rewards and benefits and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the people of taqwa. To pardon is nearer to taqwa. And then the Shaykh says, from Surah Ash-Shura, two ayats, 42nd Surah, 40th ayat, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. So whoever pardons and reconciles, yani pardons those who have wronged them, and reconciles, make reconciliation between them, yani make up and fix the matter, فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Then that person's reward is with Allah. And this is a tremendous encouragement to pardon and to forgive and to reconcile. The person who does so, their reward is with Allah. And what kind of reward is that with Allah? Naam. And then the Shaykh says, yani, and then he mentions the ayat that follows in the same surah, 42nd surah, 43rd ayat, وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. So whoever is patient, pardoning and forgiving, then this is from those things that is encouraged, recommended, beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that yani require great resolve that can only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here the Shaykh says, after mentioning these topics, yani he closes this point by saying, so if the Muslims are given the tawfiq, yani Allah gives the Muslims the ability to do this, yani this, to be in this condition, yani of pardoning and forgiving and overlooking, جَمَعَ اللَّهُ شَمْلَهُمْ وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَحَدَاهُمْ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ وَأَخْرَجَهُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْجَهْلِ وَالظُّلْمِ وَالضَّلَالِ إِلَى نُورِ الْعِلْمِ وَالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِيمَانِ. So if the Muslims are given the success to reach this condition, then Allah would yani unify them. Allah would bring together their affair and tie their hearts together and guide them to the ways of peace and remove them from the darknesses, the dhulumat, the darknesses of jahl, ignorance, and dhulm, oppression and wrongdoing, and dalal, misguidance, and he will guide them to the light. And some of the scholars pointed out the fact that Allah mentions dhulumat in the plural, but he mentions nur, singular. Yani dhulumat are many, but the nur is one, the light of knowledge and justice and iman. After this, the Shaykh, naam, after this, the Shaykh goes to the third point that we want to focus on, and that is what is required of us, yani, in reference to the rights of especially, yani, the people in general, but especially the scholars and the tulab al-ilm. He said it is obligatory upon the Muslims when they see sahib al-hawa, the person who's following his desires, who wants to yashukka asa al-muslimin wa yufarrik bainahum. Yani who wants to divide the Muslims, break their unity and separate them from one another in order to achieve some evil objective or goal, then it is yajibu alayhim and yakma'uhu, yani to stop him. And I don't want to say subdue him because that could be misunderstood, right? That we are saying that we should harm people. But yani stop that person from yani what they are doing and advise that person with nasiha and don't listen to his speech. For indeed the person whose condition is like this, who's striving to separate and disunite and break up the unity of the Muslims, the person who is like this is indeed Akbar al-A'da, is the greatest enemy. And the Shaykh goes on to say that it is also obligatory and yahrisu ghayat al-hirs ala sitri awrat al-muslimin wa adam tatabbu'iha. And this is critical, yani for our topic tonight, that we must be diligent and eager, yani with the greatest amount of diligence, to cover the defects of the Muslims, the faults of the Muslims. Sitri awrat al-muslimin. This is critical for us to understand this and to practically apply this in our lives. And it's obligatory for us to be diligent in covering the faults and the defects of the Muslims,
and not to follow behind them looking for their faults. Especially those faults that may appear from the ru'asa' ad-deen wal ulama wa talabat al-ilm. Especially the leaders in the deen and the scholars and the students of knowledge. Yani they have an extra right that we cover their faults. Not that those are the ones that we look for first to find their faults so we can bring them down. Yani those who the shaykh said, lahum al-haqq al-akbar. They have the greatest right over the rest of the Muslims. Yani the leaders in the deen, the scholars and the students of knowledge, why do they have this greater right? بِمَا قَامُوا بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمَ الشَّرْءِ وَتَعْلِيمِهِ. Yani due to that which they have made their greatest concern, and that which they have yani stood up for, to support and to advocate of the Sharia knowledge, and that which they teach to the people. Yani due to what? The knowledge that they are yani have made their concern. This is the thing that they attend to, and this is what yani their life is devoted to, and this is what yani they are offering to benefit the people from, the knowledge of the Sharia. They are those who, if not for them, the people wouldn't know the affair of their deen, nor their mu'amalat, yani their social or business interactions. They wouldn't know how to act. If not for the people of knowledge, the people wouldn't know how to pray, how to give charity, how to fast, how to make pilgrimage. Rather, if it wasn't for these people, the people wouldn't recognize, they wouldn't know how to sell and how to buy. They wouldn't know how to do anything according to the way Allah has legislated, except for the people of knowledge. If it wasn't for them, the people would be like cattle. Baha'im, just like cattle. They wouldn't recognize that which is ma'ruf, which is good. And they wouldn't reject that which is evil. And they wouldn't know what is lawful and unlawful, what is haram. So he closed this point by saying, فَالْوَاجِبْ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ إِحْتِرَامُهُمْ. So what is obligatory upon the Muslims is to have respect. Yani to honor the scholars and the people of knowledge. To have respect for them and to honor them. وَكَفَ الشَّرْ عَنْهُمْ. And to hold back, to restrain the evil from them. Yani evil shouldn't come to them from us. And to subdue whoever wants to bring harm to them. And to overlook whatever may come forth from them. Yani of wrong or shortcoming or defect by covering it and not spreading it. By covering it and not spreading it. Yani today it seems as though the deen has been turned upside down. Yani the lifeline, the blood of some of the people today is spreading whatever faults and defects they can find amongst the Muslims. Covering it, not spreading it. Because in spreading it is a great evil, corruption. Then the Shaykh says, yani the signs of goodness and the signs of evilness, of the yani wretchedness of the servant. Know that lil khair wa shar alamat yu'raf biha al-abd. Yani there are alamat, signs that the person will be known by, for good or for evil, that they will be known by. Huh? What are the signs that a person would be known that they are good for? And what are the signs that a person could be recognized as being evil by? Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'adi, rahimahullah rahmatan wasi'a, he said there are signs of good and evil by which the person will be known by. So the sign of the sa'ada, yani the success, the happiness, the well-being, especially meaning the success in the next life, the sa'ada of the insan, the sign that this person will be successful, is that you and tarahu qasidan lil khayli kafatil muslimin, that you will see him qasidan, yani his objective is to achieve good khair for all of the Muslims. This is what he's bent on, intent on, qasidan. Huh? Lil khair, for all of the Muslims. Harisan ala hidayatihim, eager and diligent that they be guided. Wa nasihatihim, and that they be advised properly according to the best of his ability with every type of yani good advice. Mu'athiran li sitri awratihim wa adam isha'atiha, and also that he gives preference to covering their awrat. Yani this is the sign of the khair of a person, is that person gives preference to covering the awrat, yani the defects, the shortcomings of the Muslims and not spreading it. I mean, I think it's clear. It's clear what we're living in today. It's as though the Sheikh wrote this for us today in New York City, in America, in Europe. Huh? That they give preference to covering the awrat of the Muslims and not spreading it. قَاسِدًا بِذَلِكَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ وَدَارَ الْآخِرَةِ. And what is the intent in doing all of this? Covering the Muslims, advising the Muslims, seeking to that the Muslims be guided. The intent behind this is the face of Allah and the home in the hereafter. And what is the sign of the shaqawa, yani the wretchedness, the ill condition of a person, yani that their end will be an evil end in the next world, the shaqawa of the abd, is that you see him, yani striving between the people with ghiba and namima, yani backbiting and tail bearing and following the atharat, yani the slips of the people. Every little mistake, you made a little mistake, you said something wrong, you was caught in the wrong place, an error, a human error, humans are defective, they're looking for your slip to put you on the internet, across the earth, all over the world. If they could send it to outer space, nah, they put it on rocket ships. يَتَّبِعُ أَثَرَاتِهِمْ يعني the slips of the people, and seeking to find the awratihim, their defects, looking for it, searching for it. And if they hear about anything that came forth of evil from a person, something wrong they did, أَشَاهُ وَأَذَاهُ. Yani they spread it and they broadcast it. Allahu Akbar. I'm glad it's not me writing this. I'm just reading it. بَلْ رُبَّمَا نَشَرَ مَعَهُ شَرْحًا مِنْ ابْتِدَائِهِ. Not only they spread it and broadcast it, perhaps even they will also spread along with what they found you, the mistake that you made, they will give their own sharh, yani some other explanation that they made up from themselves. Just outright lies. Yani may Allah protect us and save us from this. I mean not save us from them who did that, save us from being like that. Save us from doing that. Naam. Oh, how easy it is to say a word about somebody else. فَهَذَا الْعَبْدِ. This person has the most evil position with Allah, hated by Allah, yani subject to the anger and wrath of Allah. That person is near to being exposed in this world before the next life if they didn't catch themselves before it's too late with tawbah and nasuha, with yani acceptable repentance and the exchanging of evil deeds with good deeds. Exchanging of evil deeds with good deeds. The Shaykh goes on to say here, yani another topic, yani related to this, following it immediately, he says after this, what are the signs of the khair in the abd and the signs of shar in the abd? He says, فَحَقِيقٌ بِمَنْ لِنَفْسِهِ عِنْدَهُ قِيمَةً. Yani it is befitting of a person who has self-worth, yani who considers themselves to be worth something. You value yourself. Yani it is befitting of that person, and يَرْبَعَ بِهَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الْخَصْلَ الزَّمِيمَةً, that you distance yourself from this evil, ugly characteristic. Of what? Of searching for the faults of the people and broadcasting it and spreading it and exposing the faults of the Muslims instead of covering it. It is befitting of a person who has self-worth that they distance themselves from this evil, ugly characteristic, and that we consider, that that person consider, I say we, naam, consider the meaning of the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith as reported by Imam Muslim and Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, man satara musliman satarahu Allah fi dunya wal akhirah. And whoever covers the faults and the defects of a Muslim, then Allah will cover them in the dunya and in the akhirah. And in another narration of the hadith as reported by Al-Bukhari, yani from Abdul ibn Umar, man satara musliman satarahu Allah yawm al-qiyamah. Whoever covers a Muslim, Allah will cover him, that person, on the day of resurrection. And the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, reported by At-Tirmidhi and Abu Dawud and others, ya ma'ashara man amana bil lisanihi walam yadkhul al iman qalba. Yani this is a tremendous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya ma'ashara, Yani the Prophet is saying to a group of people, Ya ma'ashara, yani not in his time, but in all times, Man amana bilisanihi. The person who is iman is only on the tongue. Walam yadkhul al-iman qalba. But iman has not entered into his heart. All those whose iman is on the tongue, but iman has not entered the heart. The Prophet ﷺ said, لا تؤذوا المسلمين. Don't harm the Muslims. ولا تتبعوا عوراتهم. And don't search for their yani defects and their faults. فإنه من should be yani in my copy it says يتبع should be تتبع. فإنه من تتبع عورة أخيه تتبع الله عورته. Yani whoever follows yani looks for, searches for the defects of his brother, then Allah will search for his defects. وَمَنْ تَتَبَّعَ اللَّهَ عَوْرَتَهُ يَفْضَحُهُ. And whoever Allah search for that person's yani faults, defects, then Allah will expose that person. That's a guarantee. Allah will expose that person. وَلَوْ فِي جَوْفِ بَيْتِهِ. Even if they are doing it in the inner parts of their house, yani hiding in secret in darkness with the lights out, Allah will expose them. Whoever search for the faults of the Muslims, then Allah will expose them wherever they may be with it. And then the Shaykh, he says here, يعني هذا الوعيد الشديد في أموم المسلمين. يعني this severe threat is in relation to all the Muslims, أموم المسلمين. This severe threat about searching for the faults of the Muslims. This is a severe threat, يعني from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will expose the person who does this. This is in reference to all the Muslims. This is not exclusively for the scholars and the people of knowledge, rather, this is for all the Muslims. Whoever searched for the faults of the Muslims, Allah will expose them. But as far as the scholars, this is another matter altogether. As far as the scholars and the righteous, so speaking ill against them is aqbah. Yani is evil, aqbah wa aqbah, and more evil. It's all even more evil than doing that to the general population of the Muslims. And it is a sign, an indication of the enmity of Allah for this person and the war of Allah against this person, that Allah is at war with this person, the one who does this. Yani the one who speaks ill, al-wuqu' yani fi the in the ulama, the scholars. And this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said on the tongue of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ada li waliyan faqad adhantuhu bil harb. Yani whoever takes as an enemy, yani makes enmity towards a wali of minds, yani a person of iman and taqwa. Every person who has iman and taqwa is from the awliya of Allah, as Allah mentions in the Quran. Whoever makes enmity towards a wali of minds, then know that I have announced war against this person, reported by Al-Bukhari and others. And then the Shaykh, he says, yani he talks about al-wilaya, yani the wilaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, and some of the Salaf has said, and he mentions yani in the footnote that this is attributed to Al-Imam Abu Hanifa and Al-Imam Al-Shafi rahimahumullah, may Allah have mercy upon both of them, or something similar to this. Yani, if it is not so that the scholars are the awliya of Allah, then I don't know who are his awliya. If they are not the scholars, then who are they? And yani, in some of the narrations attributed to Al-Imam Al-Shafi, said, in lam takun al-fuqaha, if it's not the scholars, yani the people of fiqh, Allahu A'lam, he doesn't mean here, and the people who just study, yani the fiqh, yani jurisprudence, but mean fiqh, mean understanding of the deen. If it is not the fuqaha who are the awliya of Allah, yani in the akhirah, fama lillahi wali, then there is no wali for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that it is the people of knowledge, people of understanding of the deen. And here the Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Sa'di, rahimahullah, he said, indeed he has spoken, yani sadaqa wa rahimahullah, yani he has spoken the truth, may Allah have mercy upon him, for indeed the wilaya of Allah, yani this state or condition of being someone who is near to Allah, beloved to Allah because of their iman and taqwa, this wilaya of Allah, it is achieved in accordance with the qiyam al-abd bi awamirillah, in accordance with, to the extent that the person fulfills the commands of Allah. Yani the wilaya of Allah, this relationship of being a wali of Allah, will be, yani the extent of it is in accordance to the extent of the person fulfilling the commands of Allah. And the people of knowledge have the greatest portion of this. And it is the ulama, the people of knowledge,
who have the greatest portion of fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَكَادُ يَنَالُ, because indeed, the people of knowledge. Yani a person, you can almost not find a person who has any portion of knowledge and they excelled in it. يَصِيرُ فِيهِ رَئِيسًا, they became a ra'is, a head in it, meaning they excelled others in it, except that what? حَتَّى يَجْتَهِدَ, that person will strive. And if they get that knowledge and they excel in it, they will strive in it and they will be serious about it. And they will continue upon that, yani what the knowledge brings to them, for a long period of time. And they will, yani, devote themselves, mutajarrid لِلطَّالِبِ الْعِلْمِ, yani they will devote themselves exclusively to seeking knowledge. And they will abandon that which the Ahlul Dunya, the people who are in love with the world are upon. They will abandon this. And they will be, yani, devoted to مُسْتَغْرِقًا, yani completely, submerged, yani now immersed in, they will be completely submerged, immersed in, yani this, seeking knowledge, أَكْثَرَ أَوْقَاتِهِمْ, yani most of their time, and the most honorable of their hours, they will be engaged with knowledge, that knowledge which in and of itself is the most lofty of all acts of obedience, knowledge of the deen of Allah. And for this reason, هُمْ أَحْرَى بِوِلَايَةِ اللَّهِ, and for this reason, they have more right, yani, to earn this position of being a wali of Allah than others besides them. And then, yani, how much time? A few minutes for the adhan, inshallah, we'll just take a few minutes after the adhan. Then the Shaykh mentions, after this, one more point. So how is it that a person can allow themselves, yani, to make evil accusations against the scholars? A person who, yani, غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ الشَّقَاوَ, yani, wretchedness is their, yani, condition, is, yani, yani, what is prevalent upon them. And they have spent their time in قِيلَ وَقَال, yani, قِيلَ وَقَال, yani, قِيلَ, it was said, قَالَ, he said, yani, what is this? What do they call this? Huh? He said she. Yeah, it's not that he said she. The qila wa qal means it was said, and he said, yani, meaning it was said without identifying who said it, and he said, meaning identifying who said it. This is, I'm not looking for the translation. I'm saying, what do they call this? Yani, just talking all the time. Gossip. Yani, gossip. Just gossip. Naam. This is what a person has spent their time in. Just, yani, what has been said and who has said this, that, and the other. Nonsense. And they haven't had a share in any of the noble actions, the precious actions of the righteous. They didn't have a share in this. فَلَا تَرَاهُ بَعْثًا, you don't see this person searching for them, and looking into and searching behind the matters of his deen. Nor do you find this person sitting with the scholars. And here the Shaykh, yani, mentions sitting with the scholars with an expression that brings, yani, some further meaning to it. وَلَا مُجَالِسًا لِلْعُلَمَا عَلَى وَجِ الْإِسْتِفَادَ مِنْهُمْ, yani you don't find them sitting with the scholars in the way that they will benefit from them. They might be sitting with the scholars, but not for the sake of benefit, for some other reason. عَلَى وَجِ الْإِسْتِفَادَ مِنْهُمْ, yani a lot of people are sitting with the scholars, but they are not benefiting. They're just present. Maybe they're collecting information. May Allah make us, yani, to be from the people who sit in the circles of knowledge for benefit, so that we actually learn what we didn't know, and we are reminded of what we have forgotten, and then we act upon it. Otherwise, there's no benefit. It's just sitting with them, yani, in a way that there's no benefit. And غَيْرُ وَجْءِ الْإِسْتِفَادَ مِنْهُمْ. Rather, these people, if you were to ask them about the smallest matter from the affairs of the deen, they wouldn't speak a word. They have not a word to say. Even though this person has, yani, taken it upon themselves to speak, yani, with speech of slander and defamation of the scholars and the people, the religious people, the people of deen, claiming that what they have said, that they are correct in what they have said. Some of them even said, and you know, subhanAllah, I'll never forget it, I was in Qatar at the time, I remember a brother called me and told me that they said about Sheikh Abdul Muhsin al-Abad, that he is fil ghafla. He is from the, yani, athar as-salihin, yani, the leftover remnants of the righteous, but he's in ghafla. He doesn't really know what's going on around him. He's from those people, as they said, don't ask him about manhaj, he doesn't know.
And now they said it about Sheikh Salih Fawzan. He's not from the scholars that you asked about Manhaj. These people have, yani, they have the courage, yani, the ignorance, we should say, to speak against the scholars in this kind of way. Wallahu musta'an. I advise myself first and each one of us, brothers and sisters, be careful what you say about the scholars, the people of knowledge. Yani, even if, yani, your sheikh is whoever he is, and another sheikh says something different than what your sheikh says, it doesn't matter. If your sheikh is Sheikh Salih Fawzan, or whether your sheikh is Sheikh Abdul Masih al-Abad, or whether your sheikh is Sheikh Rabi al-Madkhali, or whether your sheikh is whoever it might be, it's okay. Yani, if they differ, leave that to them. That's not your arena. You don't have any right to say anything about that. Yani, support the opinion of whoever you believe is correct. But as far as speaking ill against the scholars, some people, their tongue is loose. This is extremely dangerous. May Allah save us from this. Be careful that you don't speak against the scholar who has an opinion different than your scholar, or different than yourself, or different than whatever you like. Be careful that you don't speak against the scholars. And there are some footnotes that are here that we didn't read because of time, that talk about, yani, the danger of speaking against the scholars. So I remind myself first and all of us, be careful what we say about the scholars. Whether you like the scholar or not, it doesn't matter. Be careful. Hold your tongue. Protect yourself from harm in this world and the next. Naam. And then the Shaykh went on to say, Naam, Naam. قَدْ أَصَابَ تَرِيكَةَ أَهْلِ الشَّرِّ. Yani, the person who has slandered and defamed the scholars and the people of deen, claiming that what they said is correct, this person, قَدْ أَصَابَ تَرِيكَةَ أَهْلِ الشَّرِّ. Yani, they have, I don't know how to say it, أَصَابَ تَرِيكَةَ أَهْلِ الشَّرِّ. Yani, they have hit, or they have, yani, fallen upon, yani, Naam, the way of the people of evil. Yani, this is the way of the people of evil, of shar. وَالْتَحَقَ بِالْحَيَوَانَاتِ الْخَسِيسَةِ. And they have been joined together with, yani, they take the same ruling as the despicable, contemptible animals. And then he describes those animals. Those animals which leave the أَطْعِمَ الطَّيِّبَ, the good food, and they go to the jifa, the, yani, the carcass, a dead animal, and that which is similar to it. From al-atima al-khasisa, from the despicable and contemptible food. And if they leave the good food and go to the filthy food. So these people who leave the good speech and engage in the filthy speech, and that which is displeasing to Allah, said that they are joined together with these filthy animals. لِتَرْقِهِ الْمَحَاسِنِ وَإِقْبَالِهِ عَلَى مَا ظَنَّهُ مَسَاوِئًا. Yani, because this person has abandoned the mahasin, the good deeds, the good actions, the virtuous deeds, and because they have, yani, gone forward towards that which they think is equal to it. Yani, they think that speaking ill and slandering and backbiting and all of this, yani, uncovering the faults of the Muslims and spreading and broadcasting it, they think this is equal, yani, to dhikr and dua and da'wah, and enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong, and speaking good of the Muslims and reconciling. They think that this is equal as these filthy animals think the dead carcass, the dead body of an animal that's laying rotten on the road, is equal to good food, wholesome, healthy food, as though they are equal. So he said that these people are joined to them because they have abandoned the virtuous deeds and they have, yani, gone forward towards that which they think is equal to it. And they have deviated, and harafa an tariq ahlul khair. They have deviated and gone off the road from the people of khair, the good people. And they are not equal to them, so such that they can be mentioned with the good people. But rather, they are mentioned. Rather, they are only mentioned. لِأَلَّا يَغْتَرَّ بِهِ الْمُغْتَرُّونَ وَيَقَعَ بِشَبَكَتِهِ الْجَاهِلُونَ. Yani, they should only be mentioned in order that those who would be deceived by them not be deceived. And they should only be mentioned so that the ignorant people will not fall into their traps. And even the mention of them in that situation, be careful, brothers. Yani, that we don't justify our speaking ill of a Muslim who is harming the Muslims and speaking ill against the scholars, and then we justify exposing their faults and their defects. Yani, be careful that we don't fall into the same thing that they have fallen into. Naam, wala'allahu, and the Shaykh closes with this, wala'allahu an yartadi'u, wa an yartadi'a, wa yatuba, wa yuqli'a ila rabbihi, وينيب فليس على طريق التوبة حجاب ولا ذنب ولا ذنب إلا وراءه مغفرة الملك الوحاب لمن تاب وأناب. يعني and that perhaps he, such a person will be repulsed from their evil behavior and they will repent to Allah and they will leave this behavior and turn back to their Rabb, yani with good deeds, the doing of good deeds. For indeed, on the road of repentance, there's no screen, yani that prevents a person from traveling the road of repentance. Meaning whatever we have done, we can repent from it. We don't have to stay in this condition. And there's no sin, except that behind it is the forgiveness of Al-Malik Al-Wahhab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani there's no sin except that there's forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the one who repents and turns back to Him with the doing of good deeds. And yani we can look at these footnotes just quickly. Yani he mentions yani the two footnotes here and then we'll just read them and end with this. Yani this is reported from Abdul ibn Mubarak rahimahullah. He said that haqqun ala al-aqil, yani it is yani what is expected of the right of the aqil, the person who is sane, that they do not hold in contempt three people, that is the scholars, the rulers, and the brothers, yani the other Muslims. For whoever holds in contempt, yani thinks little of, has little respect for, or little value of the scholars, then they will have lost their, yani ذَهَبَتْ آخِرَتُهُ, yani he will have lost his akhirah, will go away, will be gone. And whoever has contempt of the rulers, his dunya will be gone. And whoever has contempt of the brothers, then his muru'ah will be gone. Yani, Allahu alam, what is muru'ah? Yani, it means something like, yani, that's one of the meanings of it, honor. Yani, yeah, the condition of a person, that, yani, their behavior and their character and their manners in public and in private is such that, yani, they will be honored or respected. Naam. Then they will have lost this also. And from Ibn al-Asakir, rahimahullah, he says, know, O brothers, may Allah grant you success, me and you, to earn His pleasure and to make us of those who fear Him and observe taqwa of Him in the way that it should be observed. Know that the flesh of the scholars, rahmatullah alayhim, is masmuma, yani is poisoned. Yani meaning if a person eats the flesh of the scholars, they will be eating poisoned meat. And it is from the habit or the custom or the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in removing the curtain from those who, yani speak ill of the scholars, who yani try to belittle the scholars. It is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in removing the screen or the curtain from such people. Yani this is well known. Yani it is Allah's way that He will remove the curtain or the screen or the covering from them and show them for what they really are. And indeed, because speaking ill against the scholars with that which they are free of, blame from, this is a tremendous affair, yani a tremendous evil that people shouldn't take lightly. And also, dishonoring them, yani speaking ill against their honor by lying, yani falsehood, and that which a person just makes up, this is a marta' wakhim, yani it is a dangerous grazing ground, yani severe consequences of grazing in this field and opposing those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to spread the knowledge. This is a blameworthy character. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant tawfiq to me and to you, all of you, that He enable us to understand what the Shaykh has said here, to take it to heart. Yani the words of a scholar, the words of a real scholar, yani whose history is known, his life is closed, and the fruits of his life and his works and his students is well known amongst us. Yani take it to heart, yani reflect upon it, contemplate over it, and ask Allah, yani to make it easy for us to act upon it, and to be better, yani tonight than we were today, and tomorrow than we were today, and in the future than we were in the past, by the success of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and indeed success is only with Him. Naam. Is there any time before the Iqamah? Or it's finished? Huh? Finished. Okay, it's finished. Naam. After Salat, inshallah. After Salat. Tayyib. Barakallahu feekum.